A coalition of gun rights advocates and others are forming a new political movement to get what they say are disaffected and disenfranchised New Yorkers to vote. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The leaders of the new group include the state's Rifle and Pistol Association, but President Tom King says it goes beyond the state's recently enacted stiff new gun control legislation.
It's not just gun rights. It's the whole spectrum of constitutional rights that are being infringed in New York State. You know, that's why we're not saying that you have to be a pro-Second Amendment guy or you have to be a hunter. You know, this is for the everyday person who feels disenfranchised.
The coalition includes a landowners group that wants to lease their land to gas drilling companies for hydrofracking, an advocate for urban schools, and several conservative elected state lawmakers, including Rochester area Assemblyman Bill Nojay. Nojay, a former talk radio host, says he's disturbed by the swift passage of the gun laws, known as the SAFE Act, which he says illustrates a bigger problem in Albany.
The top-down leadership style that produces things like the SAFE Act being voted upon inside of 45 minutes, nobody had read it. That's not healthy for a legislature. That's not a functioning legislature.
Ayesha Kreutz, a Christian minister, is head of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of New York, a conservative African-American group. She says her concerns include the deterioration of upstate's inner cities and a failed education system. And she says school board votes routinely attract just one quarter to one third of eligible voters.
We have 9% graduation rate for black males in Rochester, New York. 9%. And that's a crime. But then you look at who's voting, and it's the same, you know, 4,000 or 7,000 people, whatever it is, in this. So we have to get this push and get people to understand just how important their vote is.
The groups are modeling their efforts on the successful Democratic Party initiative of the 1990s, known as Rock the Vote. It resulted in the registration of hundreds of thousands of young people. They also plan a fundraiser featuring country musicians at the Altamont Fairgrounds near Albany at the end of the summer. They say they chose the location because all of upstate's major highways intersect just a few miles from the site. But Assemblyman Nojay says for now they aren't going to promote any specific candidates, but he says they do hope primary challengers will emerge to run against incumbents in the state legislature all the way down to local county sheriffs and county clerks.
If it takes a primary to send a message to the Democrat legislator from the Syracuse area that he or she needs to bring that message to the governor, then that's what it'll involve. If you've got Republicans that are looking at who voted for and against the SAFE Act and decide that maybe it's time for a primary to send a message to some of the Republican legislators, then that's what will be involved.
While most Republicans in the Assembly voted against the gun control laws back in January, many of the GOP members of the Senate voted for it. A spokesman for Republicans in the Senate expressed concern that the new group would divide the Republican Party. Spokesman Scott Reif says that would only strengthen the Democrats in the state and what he calls their circus of candidates like Elliot Spitzer, Anthony Weiner, and disgraced former Assemblyman Vito Lopez. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.